Welcome to Improv Vision,
a podcast where we combine our love for TV with our love of improv.
We're your hosts, Rich
and Carrie.
And now, back to our regularly scheduled program. All right, before we get too far into this, welcome back to the Improv Vision podcast.
Hey, Rich.
Hello, Carrie. We were already talking about a show which we sort of talked about that we weren't going to watch anymore.
We aren't watching, but we somehow are
somehow
watching.
On. And I have a wife who watches it. So,
Good.
Yeah, Malmond and...
Happily Ever After.
That's her name. Yes. 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, which we hate because we hate everybody.
Mahmood and Redhead. What's her name? I don't know what her name is, but she's got a very distinct style.
Yeah.
She was way overreacting. Way.
And my wife was saying to me, like, almost surprised. She says, oh, yeah, she's got issues.
Real,
like,
issues.
When I first saw her last year, I knew she had issues.
Well, but then she was in Egypt, so I think we cut her some slack.
Yeah, right.
For having those issues. She was mad because he didn't wear the pajamas she bought him.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
She was mad because he didn't sleep on the plane. How irritating is that?
I'm really mad at you. You didn't sleep on the plane.
That's really bad. She takes him to Santa Monica Pier. She asks him stupid things like, you want to buy this cowboy hat? You want to buy this shirt? Yeah. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, right.
She wants him to be all excited about everything, mm-hmm. and he's not.
Yeah.
But when she nailed him about the girl with the purple hijab and... Hijab. She said, well, you just stop dead in your tracks. Okay, as they're filming, he does not hesitate. Not one step alters from the other. And then he's standing there trying to, like, not say anything, as usual.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, if you're going to be a little womanizer, you can just go back to Egypt and find an Arab woman. And I'm like, he did nothing. He didn't bat an eye. Well, he didn't even look off to the side when he saw her.
Yeah, and even if he did, I will tell you, as an American... If I go to a foreign country and I'm in a very foreign country and I happen to see another American, I'm going to look at them. I'm like, one of me.
Right, exactly.
And so even if he did it, it was probably just like, I know that.
And it wasn't. There was not, like, I seriously probably don't think he even saw her, really, yeah. except he did not stop. He did not look. He did not, unless they did some major editing.
Right.
But I didn't see that. So she's really got some issues. She wants him to be all excited and happy because she frickin' loves America.
Oh, hello, honey. It's so nice of this. I'm so happy to be in America with you.
I know. Thank you. Thank you. Here, we're having breakfast. Here's your plate-sized donut.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm going to cut it in half.
No, okay? You need to eat it all. You should be happy you can get a donut.
Oh, no, but I only eat half it. Okay,
okay, ungrateful, but okay.
But I just want to share. I mean, I was hoping to maybe eat it later
I have my own, and that's a normal American thing, and in America now.
Yeah, thank you very much. I noticed this morning when you I was brushing my teeth.
Yeah.
And I had my toothbrush on the right side of the sink.
Yeah.
And you moved it to the left side.
Because that's your space.
Well, yes, but I thought we could share because you have the cup there with the toothbrush inside.
In America.
Yes.
We each have our own space.
Oh, no, but I think our toothbrush is together. It's nice.
If you just want your toothbrush together with some other Arab woman, then you could just go back to Egypt.
I don't know another Arab woman.
Okay, well,
I can tell
you I'm not enough, as usual.
Well, no, you're great. I love
you very
much.
I thought we'd do something fun today.
Oh, what shall we do?
I think we're going to go down to Santa Monica and look at all the American things.
We can take the bus. We'll take the bus.
No. Mahmood.
Yes.
In America, we have a car. We are not the poor people.
No, but we can ride with the... We don't have to worry about parking.
Americans
and
don't do that. We worry about parking.
Okay.
And we be happy about it.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
Now, you're supposed to be having fun.
I'm having a great time. So happy to be in America.
I'm just not enough, am I? And that's true. She's totally... He needs to go back. She needs to live with her naked mannequin in her little...
In her, yes.
Three-story walk-up or whatever
right,
it is.
Yeah.
She's got issues.
See, and right after we
and
say...
And the haircut isn't even the least of it.
Yeah, her little pixie
her
bob
red
haircut,
pixie,
whatever it is.
Bad wig.
Yeah.
Whatever, but it's probably not a wig. It's just bad.
Yeah, she's
an odd duck.
Interesting, character, so... Yeah. Anyways,
okay,
even though we said we were going to talk about 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, It's 90s.
Okay, we can talk really briefly about Rob and Sophie.
Rob and Sophie. Anything new on Rob and Sophie?
Well, he's trying to make up because she came home after not being there for 9 days. Okay. And he greeted her with a list of all the things she's doing wrong. And if they want to get along better, she needs to start doing this. Mm. Like, he counts how many squares of toilet paper she uses. And she uses too many. She's like, I'm a woman! yeah, it was. And so she took her bag and walked back out. Yes. And went back. And so now Rob's coming over with trying to woo her.
Uh-huh.
Because
here, you can have all the sheets and toilet paper you want.
He brings her one more rose because he only does one fucking rose at a time. He's uh-huh. so cheap.
Yeah, right.
And then they're going to go and try and learn how to do a slow, slow, fast, 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 slow.
Oh, dancing.
Little country. Uh-huh. Yeah, so they have. She's amazed that people actually wear cowboy hats and cowboy boots. She thought it was just a Halloween costume in England. So that's them. They're not going to make it. Down low, heard on the street.
Mm.
Spoiler alert. I don't think they're together.
That doesn't surprise me.
Not exactly a spoiler, but no, I think she came to her senses.
Yeah, Gino and Jasmine, I know, are broken up.
Are they broken up?
That's on the socials also, yeah.
Is it? Well, she had to get back to Panama, the kids. He's like, no, I can't afford that. I'm gonna do it all myself.
She needs to go fuck dine.
Yeah, she's gonna go find somebody with money. She can get that BBL fixed.
Yeah, right.
Who else? Oh, the Cameroon.
Emily and Kobe.
Emily and Kobe. They're all in full regalia at the parents' house.
Oh right,
in Cameroon, and now there has to be a wedding.
Oh, like a local wedding.
A local wedding, right, and so then there has to be a dowry.
Oh,
so how much is she worth?
Find a goat or something.
And Dad says, well, probably more than one plantain. But she's like, yeah. She's asking, can we get a goat back to America? Oh, my God. So that's something. And I don't know. Oh, Ed and Liz are arguing, but they're supposed to be getting married. She went and picked out a wedding dress.
Okay.
But he just picks fights over everything.
I'm trying to remember. The dowry goes to the wife's family?
The husband's family pays a dowry to the wife's family.
To the wife's family. Okay.
To buy the bride.
Oh.
And mom doesn't feel all that good about trading her for goods.
Oh. I will give you 3 goats.
Exactly.
And one bead necklace.
How much is she worth? You know? It's like, oh. And that's all. And that's Liz and Ed are going to get married. I think that's about everything.
Yeah.
And I think Angela and Michael probably have been banned from the show given the
legal issue. Well, I've read a couple places where they've talked about, like, that they should they're going to fire her, that maybe she's been fired because of all
I have not seen Hyde or Herber for the last two weeks.
Yeah, which is unusual for Angela, who needs to be
in the
spotlight.
Well, he's in hiding. And
all the time.
She's got, you know, paid killers out for him. And,
right.
Who knows? So anyway, enough of that. Let's get on with something
Of that stuff. All right.
This is important.
Let's jump over to Survivor. Season 46, episode number 5. This is post Banu going home, finally. Yes. Thank God Banu finally went home.
Yes.
We are at night 9.
So now they've made records, or they're breaking records by being the most starved group in the.
Yeah,
with
right.
No heat or flame.
Well, they did say, or Jeff did say a little bit later in that 11 days without fire is a record. That
yeah.
Yeah, because you figure...
That would be hard. And they really didn't have food either.
Yeah, I mean, what was it? Q was saying they were eating they'd have a coconut a day or
something
like that.
I know. I wonder if that was staff provided.
Maybe something.
Or if they had to find their own coconut a day.
But I read somewhere
they can't
actually...
let them starve.
Mm-hmm. Well.
I mean, can they?
I don't know.
Okay.
I did read somewhere that, the reason that they can't just drink coconut juice every day is because eventually it will actually start,
eating its own body.
Putting everything through you really quickly.
Then you're
like something
like that. You go into ketosis or something.
Something like that. Starts to...
Yeah, poor guys. But they're happy to be just the 3 of them, actually. It's a little easier on them than listening to Banu, so...
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, that's okay.
Yeah, I think it was the accepted by all. Even when all the tribes saw them, they were like,
Yeah.
Everybody, even the people not on the tribe understood that Banu needed
it's
to go.
He's probably yelling to the other teams, can you help me?
Please, please.
So then we go to the salsa dancing over at Siga. Right, the
Siga tribe, yes.
That was fun.
Yeah. Charlie teaching everybody salsa. No, Maria teaching everybody salsa dancing. Yeah. So that was kind of fun. Yeah, there's a bit of interesting dynamics on this tribe because you've got Ben, who's a very charismatic, very popular character.
Yeah, and Charlie.
But people are realizing that this is problematic.
And everybody likes Charlie, too.
Yeah, yeah. But Charlie and Ben are also good friends on this. And so, yeah, it's...
Well, and they haven't had any pain yet.
No, not yet.
You know, so it's kind of
the pain
like,
is coming, but yeah. This one is...
So the, everybody's just like they're at a little day spa every day.
You know, Jem is trying to push this narrative of the... Because I think they all kind of figured that somebody did
the
thing
with
the tree.
They figured that out.
Yeah.
And now, in retrospect, when you see what happens, and Jem... Are they ever going to know? Or are they still going to keep thinking, maybe he did it?
It could
maybe
be, because she never revealed.
No.
Yeah. You did wonder if she was going to pop up her, you know, like...
I kept waiting for her to use it, because she was so desperate to find it.
Yeah, right.
So then you're going to sit there and maybe get voted out. But
yeah, right.
I think she felt pretty safe.
Uh-huh.
Who did she think they were voting out?
I think she thought it was they were... Where was it?
I can't remember.
I think she was... she thought Ben was going.
Oh, okay.
Because that was the thing. Everybody's
Again, we have jumped way ahead of ourselves. It's hard.
That's all right. That's all right. Let's see. Then we jump over to... We went over to Nami tribe for a little bit. Everybody out looking for idols.
Everybody's looking.
Except for Liz.
Liz I think she's got low energy. I think she's got a thyroid problem or something.
Maybe. She is a bizarre anomaly in this game.
She's kind of odd.
She's telling everybody she doesn't need the money, that she's got five companies, that she doesn't feel the need to look for an idol.
I'd say she's gone first chance they get, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then Venus tells Hunter he's a meat shield. Well, no, I don't want to vote you out. You're a meat shield.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Right, yeah.
And then Hunter, dun-dun-dun. Finds the beware advantage.
Finds the beware advantage.
Of course, Hunter does.
Right, yeah.
Hunter is the only thing on this tribe that is doing anything, is Hunter. Hunter does everything.
Yeah, yeah. You've got, Tevin would do something, but like, yeah.
Well, he doesn't
he
have
sort of
to
just talks a lot.
Hunter's doing it.
Right, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yanu looking at bamboo getting
on
who was
it? Are we going to talk about Tim? Hasn't pooped.
Oh, Tim, not pooping. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was fun. Before we get to Tim, though, right before the Q having a little bit of tantrum, he's like, I'm looking at this bamboo. I can't look at this bamboo. It's getting on my nerves.
I know. And then he says he's trying to just say that to fake Kenzie out so that she won't think that she needs to use her shot in the dark or anything, that Q's going to just fall.
It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out because there's the three of them. They got lucky. They didn't have to go to tribal.
Well, they're
going
to have to either
two.
Rearrange, but if they rearrange, it's not even. Isn't there like 13 people now?
Well, something like that. But there's, they are going to, I think, merge is next because they did drop, they did the whole drop your buff things coming up next.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's
so,
right.
But it will be... Because when they did that going on a journey thing
last time. Then we've already got our Q and Tiffany, Hunter and Tevin, and Tim and Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Tim and Maria.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I think that would be Charlie and Maria. Oh, but Charlie wasn't on the journey. Never mind.
Yeah. yeah, so you had Hunter for Nami, Siga sent Tim... And Q from Yanu went, and the three of them talked about a final six plan.
Like right now, let's just name our people. That's who we're sticking with.
Sure,
let's do this.
And that was it was a good idea.
It's not
actually,
a bad plan.
Look, if you've got one person for each, that's a good number.
I'll
of people.
I'll trust you with your person. Mm-hmm. You trust me with my person. We're good. Well, so that's a good plan.
What do you think the likelihood that actually will happen?
I think somebody's going to get voted off.
Yeah.
You know, so there's not going to be, well, not Hunter. He's not going to get voted off.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're going to have to readjust that as time goes on because we're still a little ways away from the final six. But we're at day 11 and we only go to day 26, so they're almost halfway through.
Yeah. It is an unusual thing that I haven't seen before, that specific thing that happened. You hadn't really seen something like that happened to that degree.
Which
of
is
like,
what?
Of like going on a journey and making a final alliance like that.
Like that. Like,
it was smart, whether it works or not.
That was Q's plan. I think Q brought
that
up. He's
yeah.
like, okay, guys, right now. Mm-hmm. Right now, we got to do this. We got to say this. We don't have time, you know.
Yeah.
And then the whole journey thing is really interesting because even if it's exactly like they said it was, he played the game. He didn't get it. I got nothing. Nobody believes it.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Which makes it interesting because...
Mm-hmm. Then everybody thinks you're lying.
Maybe
when you go back
you
to
did. Yeah, you're they're never going to know till they watch it on TV.
Yeah, right.
And we had a good obstacle, sandbags, bloom, 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 Hunter single-handedly.
Mm-hmm.
One again for Nami, or whoever they are, Nami, yeah.
Did I don't even think I wrote anything down, but did we did the challenge, the whole challenge?
They did the whole... They had to run up and down and get the keys and unlock the things and... Get
oh,
the
right,
coconuts
yeah.
and put it in the slingshot.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I just watched it, but
and,
I wasn't.
And Hunter again did all of. I mean, Hunter.
Yeah.
Dominated everything.
Oh yeah, because they had to throw the. Was that? Oh, that's the slingshot.
The slingshot,
knocking
right?
Yeah,
but he got everything faster than anybody else.
Yeah.
But the good news is, Yanu won a little basket of breakfast
and
pastries.
Didn't have to go to tribal council again, which was.
But
great.
I was surprised. Jeff talked to both of the girls. Like, how does this make you feel? How does this? He didn't say one word to Q. Didn't ask Q how he felt. And Q was probably the most emotional of all of them.
Yeah, right.
But they did do a fabulous... Q got one of the best, like, slow-mo, like, screen time shots. They did a really slow-mo of Q getting the very last one.
Oh, really? Did oh, you, yeah, when he pulled back the thing.
Pulling it back, and the sweat's flying off, and they're... Shit off in the distance. Is it going? Everybody's looking.
Yeah.
You got a lot of screen time on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So that's when they went on
the
journey.
So then you know, then you know Siga's going it.
Right.
So Tim does think that Venus was the one who did the thing with the tree. You know, the boar
right.
thing. But I don't think anybody believes him because everybody thinks it's Tim.
Exactly.
Because she sort of spread that.
Exactly.
Rumor around,
and Jem is just sitting there silently smiling, which is a little more of a smile than I would give if I were her.
Mm.
But it doesn't matter anymore. But I was so surprised how she like beat feet to get that. Beat feet before tribal council so she'd have that idol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does anybody want to play the idol?
Uh-huh. And she didn't play.
Nope. So now they're all still thinking there could be a scoundrel in their midst.
Yeah.
Unless they can collectively just decide that it was probably Jem.
Yeah. Going back to the actual challenge they did on the journey,
oh.
I would have never been able to do that.
Oh, my God.
I was even surprised that he even got some of them right.
He did better than I even would in any regard.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, you know, I know that people who play these games, Amazing Race, Big Brother, are notorious for this kind
for
of stuff. And people
statistics.
Do. They take notes and
they have,
memorize things and they know, like, who got dis.
I mean, they have spreadsheets.
Yeah, right.
Not like mine. No. They have spreadsheets.
And, but I don't know that they've ever done, like, the logo of the show. And so, like, that was such an out of left field thing. Like, I would have failed miserably.
Oh,
at that.
It would have been so bad. I would have got, you know, the first one.
Yeah.
And the last one. But he did remarkably well, even though he did very poorly.
Yeah. Right.
But it was fun to listen to him because he's got so many details.
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh, that was in there when so and so did this.
Yeah.
And then they'd cut to a little montage of whatever was happening in that season. So it was kind of
cool.
Yeah.
And we can't even remember.
No.
Bob Pixie haircut.
What
redhead's
name?
Name.
Damn it. I'll have to think of that.
We've got people screaming into their little podcast
I'm old,
players.
What's your excuse? Early onset dementia.
Right, yeah.
So, Hunter failed, which if anybody could have done it, he could have, but he didn't. So.
Right, yeah. What did they call their brochachos? That was
the
what
bro-chachos.
They decided
they
to call their
they
little,
call themselves?
Their little final six alliance.
That's funny.
So Yanu got to... And nice enough, so Tiffany and, who's the other one? Tiffany and Kenzie. So they got their little basket of treats.
Oh, exactly.
And they left their one third.
I know.
For Q, yeah,
I was cracking
which
up.
Is nice.
I was wondering about that when I'm watching them just chow down.
Technically,
and
I'm sure
like,
there was
don't,
like,
don't.
We got one muffin
don't.
Here. Let's
I
just
know,
put
I'm
this
going,
one in half.
I was so worried that was going to be the case. Fuck it, he's not here.
That's right.
He's on his own journey,
his
man.
Yeah.
He's probably got an idol in his pocket. So I was happy to hear they saved him a third of everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But still, they were chowing down so big time. I was like, no, save some.
Yeah. And then going back to Sega Tribe, really what I think Jem's issue was is Jem was thinking too far forward.
Yes.
That's what they've even said. She's in end game mode.
Yes,
she's
not really, she shouldn't have been. She should have been in save my ass today mode.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have changed the whole game.
Yeah.
Because first then they would know she's the one that had the idol. Mm-hmm. And that would stop that whole little drama of going back to camp going, who's still the liar amongst us?
Right, yeah, yeah. And especially Tim going on a journey, it was another thing of them, like, this is, you know...
Does
like,
he oh, have something? Know, like, doesn't yeah. he have something? Exactly. Is he? Yeah, exactly. So,
let's see.
Oh, the boat was surprising, because Marie and Charlie had to figure out if they were going to go with the guys or go with the girls.
Yeah, Charlie and Maria have, like, this little alliance.
Yes.
That, like, they've kept on the down low, I think, for the most part. But like, and it's they're really sort of good. In the middle. But I think they were saying they had to put the cards on the table here.
Because Maria was with the girls all the time and Charlie's the boy, mm-hmm. so everybody thought everybody was copacetic.
Oh, did you? I don't know if you noticed this. I was actually kind of surprised by this. Maria played an extra vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I didn't realize. Yeah. She didn't need to.
She didn't need to. Yeah. Yeah. I was surprised she did that.
Right. I wasn't sure why
she
did. She
could still use it until there's only six people left.
I guess so.
Which was making everybody not suspect a thing either, because Ben didn't have a vote.
Yeah.
So the vote number worked out.
Yeah,
because she paid an extra one and he didn't have one. A vote. So nobody went like, wait, who didn't vote?
Yeah.
Or wait, who voted twice?
Yeah. I was surprised on that because, I mean, I know she knew... Charlie was with her. I would assume she knew Tim was with her. Maybe she didn't trust Tim. Or maybe she didn't trust... No, because Ben didn't vote. So...
I don't know.
Yeah, because Mariah... And here's the other interesting thing. Apparently Mariah's on the outs of this. Because Mariah voted for Ben.
For... I know.
Yeah. So it's like Mariah's probably like, what the hell? Like, so I wasn't sure about that. But yeah, it seems to be, well, Charlie and Maria.
Well, I think they thought Mariah would have told Jem.
Mm. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Mariah and Jem were the only ones that voted for Ben.
Right.
So if they told Mariah, they would have clued her. Yeah. Then for sure she would have used her idol.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe that's what they were afraid of.
And then Ben would have been gone. I'm glad Ben's still here though.
Right. Yeah.
He's more entertaining than Jemima.
But they must have had no indication that she had it because they didn't hedge their bets at
all. No. Uh-uh.
Because you figured if she had an extra vote, I mean, I don't know who she would have voted for, but like maybe Mariah, but if she had that extra vote, she could have used it to like, oh, if she had an idol and played it, Jem.
True.
Then this other person could go out.
That's true.
Maybe she didn't really care ultimately if Ben went out or not, but.
So, yeah. I like having Ben there. He's got great references. He just brings up shit all the time. Yeah, that's like when Ozzy Osbourne did it. Yeah. That's like
life in a band. He and Charlie.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Charlie is the most atypical Taylor Swift fan.
Is so funny. So funny. Listen to those guys yell songs back and forth, just like with fire, like not even a second between them. I've got an answer. I've got an answer. Yeah, I've got an answer. Right.
It's always funny to me when people, because I know I have a lot of general knowledge about things.
But I'm not, I'm not a savant about anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah, anything particular. I mean, it's funny, we were talking about the logos of the show.
Right.
Well.
I couldn't have told you any of them.
For example, like WrestleMania also changes their logo every year.
Okay.
It has a new. And just a funny thing. I was, I had recorded something and I was watching it. And I started it, and it was apparently the wrong... It was, like, from last year. Somehow I had an old episode of, like, SmackDown or something. Because they had the WrestleMania logo, but it wasn't the right one. It wasn't this year's logo.
Oh, and you caught it.
Yeah, because I noticed it, but I only noticed that it wasn't the right one.
But
I couldn't... There's no way I could have put any of these in order.
No, I couldn't put...
I mean, I could put one and... And 40, which is where they are now.
They're in 46, aren't they?
Well, no, 40 WrestleMania.
Oh, WrestleMania. I've gone, wait, what? Yeah, exactly. Me too. Same Survivor. Mm-hmm. So next week is the merge, thank God.
See. Yeah.
So now we can see how this six-person alliance pans out.
And Q is smart because he probably sees the writing on the wall. There's only three of them.
Right.
And so it's very easy for Nami and Sega just to pick them off.
Exactly.
You know, then they'd all be gone.
Exactly.
So if it will most benefit Q if that works out.
Yes.
But we shall see on that.
Yes, we'll see.
Yeah.
And then a fun, amazing race.
Yeah, fun, amazing race in Colombia.
In Colombia. Oh, my God. Could you have done that field with those steps?
Oh, man. That was... It wasn't as bad, but where were we? Where did we last go?
Sorry, I'm driving around.
Yeah.
Where'd you go? Across the street.
I love general knowledge, specific across knowledge.
Wait, where did you just go? You just went to...
Somewhere. It was Malaysia.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Good. This is bad.
It is funny. I have to actually look back at like my photos sometimes to see like where I went last year.
Right.
And in Malaysia, they have these, there are these cave temples you can go to that are up high in the cave. But they actually build a nice like Hindu temple or something inside of them. But you have to crawl up all these stairs to get to them. But it wasn't as bad. Like this was... That treacherous. 60 stories.
650 steps? Crazy. Oh, my God.
Up the side of a mountain.
I'm so surprised Mom made it.
And just from a distance, I don't know that I would have gone up those stairs. Here's the thing that
I can't look over. I can't. Yeah. I can't.
So before we get too far, Amazing Race. Season 36, episode number 3. This is after Chris and Mary have been eliminated from the show last week. Headed to Colombia. Kind of a weird thing. I don't know if you really noticed this. They just, like, suddenly they were in Puerto Vallarta, and then suddenly they were in Colombia.
And they were starting in groups of three.
Yeah. I don't know why, if there was something about that they weren't allowed to film for some period of time or something. It was a very strange thing that you don't often see, where it just jumped from one country to another without, like... They just edited everything about them getting there.
Everything.
Because usually that's a piece of it, is like who can get on a flight or this or that. But it may have been, because they did talk about, I remember Phil before the show had mentioned that there was a degree of, that for the most part, they would be back to finding their own flights, except for a couple specific things.
Because I thought it was weird how they were in groups of four or three all of a sudden. I went... What?
Yeah, and they're like in a plaza where below this mountain. So it's like you got them all to this point.
Okay, here we are. We're starting in groups again. So that was treacherous, though. That was really, for me, that would have been a lot.
Right. Here's the other thing,
taken me a long time.
So this came up later in this episode, but here's what I was super confused about. How did Sean and Melissa manage to get up this staircase? But Sean is the guy who afraid of heights guy.
Oh, I know. When you see him in the coffee field, he can't go down a 5-foot little tiny step.
But he managed to walk up 60 stories.
I think he
must
have been on the inside.
I guess so. But I still, like, just looking at that, I'd been like, no, I
have to. If I could do that, I would have to be on the inside, and I could never be on the edge, on the outside.
Right.
And I could just keep looking down at steps, going up steps.
Yeah.
But I think the thing later that got him, which is what gets me too, is that there's nothing on the side of you.
Oh, I said Sean and Melissa, Sean and Michelle.
Yeah. If there's nothing on, like the going up the stairs, there's that big railing, that big thing.
Yeah.
In the coffee, there was like nothing, but I'm just going to hurl myself over the side of this cliff, which I feel compelled to do all the time if there's no barrier, and I don't know why. I'm sure that's some disease.
So that comes up a little later. Yeah. But even like those stairs, I mean, I understand it's built into the side of a cliff, but it looked very Dr. Seuss, know, like how it was off.
It just was not.
I don't know if I'd have been super happy about doing that.
I would have had to pretend it's just these 5 steps, turn, just these 5 steps.
And a lot, it is a lot of stairs. That's a lot. I mean, I've gone up, I think the one that I was telling you about in Malaysia, I think it was 500 stairs, and that was exhausting. But 650, geez, I can't imagine.
Couldn't have done it. I mean, I could have done it for $1 million, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would do it. But I was surprised Mom didn't have, like, a heart attack or something.
A heart attack, yeah.
It's a lot. He's being very patient with her, which is really cool.
Right, yeah.
Because she's not feeling the pressure.
So they get to the top, they have to choose between cooking a local dish or loading up a Jeep with a bunch of stuff.
Right.
And it's funny, it was very telling how exhausting what they just did was.
Almost
everybody said, we're cooking, we're not loading anything.
At least we can stand still.
Except the boys and Sean and Michelle.
Right.
We
get back to that later. I could have sworn, now here's the thing, they had to take the boats, right?
Yes.
To get to their whatever they chose. Mm-hmm. And poor Danny and Angie, their boat was not going. Yeah. It's so distressing to me. But I could have sworn, and I meant to play it back, but I didn't have it in me to rewatch the whole thing, that when they said they must pick a boat, they must choose a detour, and once they can't change.
I heard the same thing.
And that's... I'm going like, uh-oh, they changed. Oh, no, there's firefighter switch. Oh, no, it says you can't change. So I kept expecting at the end for when they check in for Phil to say, no, you didn't do it, so you have a half-hour detour.
Yeah, I heard the same thing.
Okay, good. Because I thought for sure it's like, once you choose, you cannot change.
I even thought, as I was watching it, and the first time that Anthony and Bailey switched, I thought I heard the...
I know,
that
exactly.
sound that they like, play when they do something wrong.
Well, and then they changed again, and like, then they changed again, and then they changed again, and then they... I'm surprised. I am really surprised they even stayed in it for as long as they did. Hey, Phil.
Great. Yeah. Good challenge today. You guys were running all over town. What happened there?
There's a couple little bugs. You know.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah. I heard that. You know, we set the rule.
Once you, I mean, maybe when you guys announced that or told them, did you say it loudly that once you pick, you can't choose?
On film, and, you know, people may catch up on that.
A lot of people. It started out with the firefighter girls. They switched right away.
Yeah.
Because they just came upon it.
We like them. So, you know. We were just going to be like, maybe people won't really remember that happened.
Sure.
So,
that's plausible.
That's fine. Yeah. And then the boys.
And, I mean, I think there was... I quit counting after a while. They all just said, we're doing this.
Yeah, and initially we were going to do
Michelle
the whole...
Sean.
Initially we were going to do the penalty thing, but
Phil.
The boys racked up like 24 hours of penalty.
Exactly, you know? And who am I? And I'm not the boss.
No, and we can't stay in Columbia for an extra day waiting for the boys to check in.
We're just going
to
pretend we never said it? It's
yeah,
just
I don't
like
think anybody will really know. I couldn't imagine that there'd be like a podcast, like in Hawaii, for example, that would like pick up on this. I mean, it's just not going to happen that way.
Stupid.
Yeah. So we'll just move on. And even if it gets shown on national television,
nobody's going to remember it.
Nobody's going to notice. It'll be fine.
Okay. We're good to go then.
Yep. On to the next episode.
Actually, as a matter of record, if the boys would have not switched to the fourth time, they wouldn't have got that penalty because they would have been back.
Right, it would have been so long that it would have just been right back
when
they started.
But anyway, it's a moot point. Yeah. Okay, Phil, nice talk.
We'll be fine.
Nice talk, Phil. I got to get back.
Yeah,
it was so funny.
I did. I thought the same thing. It's like, I'd like to rewind that and see that again because I can swear they said
and
that.
Rules
you cannot
change. Switch, yeah.
But the other funny thing about that is that they've never really said that before.
No.
So that's why it was weird that they said it. And I caught on to that.
Exactly. Me too. Because I went, well, there's a bug.
Yeah.
And so the minute the firefighters changed, I went, hey, we're in trouble.
Unless they were
the first ones to change.
Yeah. Unless they were talking about the boat, that you couldn't change your boat once you had selected.
Which explains Danny and his mom
and Angie,
sitting in the boat
waiting for the...
Oh,
yeah.
Once you choose your boat, you can't switch.
Yeah, like you can't jump in a boat if it
doesn't
start.
They did say once
start.
You,
yeah.
You know, maybe it was boat. Okay, our bad. Take that back.
See, Phil's got it all worked out. It's
but
all
I was
perfect.
Shocked. I was waiting for like four different people to have half-hour penalties or something.
Yeah,
the boys still would have gone home, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The twins.
So, group two was Juan and Shane, Yvonne and Melissa, Angie and Danny, and then Amber and Vinny,
I didn't
nurses.
Even keep track of them. I was focusing on my gay boys.
Your gay boys who are doing
just doing great.
Juan was born in Colombia, and then Ricky and Caesar, of course, speak Spanish, so they...
And he's a chef.
He's a chef. And, they blew through that very quickly.
They totally did.
Key to cooking is timing. Yes. Knowing, okay, this will take you 5 minutes,
why
and this
I'm
will
not
take 8 minutes. And,
and then Mama thinks she knows how to cook rice, but she doesn't measure it.
Right, yeah.
I thought it meant one cup for all of them.
Uh-huh, yeah.
No, so and the cousins show up. Can you tell me what this is? Can you tell me what that is? Can you tell me how to cook it?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what...
The other one who did very well in it also was Amber and Vinny. Vinny, actually, did very well in this as well. But yeah, they realize anybody who works in a kitchen figured out about the presentation. The grannies wanted to see the presentation. The abuelas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, my favorite part of the whole show, though, was watching the twins decide how much brain power they could exert for any certain. And it just amazed me that it didn't take them long, four or five times now, to go, oh, too much.
Yeah.
Too much. Let's go back. Okay.
I really think what happened to them is what would have happened to any of them. They were exhausted. Sure. They were exhausted from that staircase thing.
Right.
And then they went to load stuff and it was like, I just can't. I'm
and
just
plus
so
they're
tired.
Looking at everything going, I don't even know how to get it on there. I don't know what to do.
And then the other problem is that you are these boys who probably don't cook, really. They go to the cooking thing and they're like, I
just
can't
love
do this.
How they refer to their limited brain power, though. They're like always going like, I have so little bandwidth and there's no brain power left for me to do this. I'm not going to. Nope, I can't. Nope. Let's just run up this frickin' hill again.
Yeah. That was, I don't know. That may have been a record for the number of times someone switched
I've
a challenge.
I've never seen anybody switch. It was four times, right?
I have seen somebody switch from the other one and back to the first one.
Right. But not back again. And then, oh my God. and the
times.
Fact that they even pulled it out was amazing.
Right. Yeah.
And then we're still not done. And then we go to something that we're very familiar with.
Yeah.
Which kind of cracked me up, the coffee picking.
Right. A couple little notes. Right. So Kishore and Karishma,
yes,
the vegan vegetarians,
yes,
who never cooked meat in their life, and I thought it was amusing that they undercooked their plantains.
I know.
They cooked their
I
meat
know.
Just fine.
Well, maybe they thought they were supposed to be soft and mushy and not crispy.
Yeah, I don't know. But Angie got upset because Danny helped them, and Angie didn't want Danny to help them.
I know. Well,
did.
Danny's too nice.
He is a nice little boy.
And she had a very good point. It's like they can outrun us.
Right, yeah.
And he's like, that's okay, Mom. That's okay. It's like, no, when we're in for $1 million and it's us running or them running, damn it, we're going to lose because you told them.
Yeah.
So he's got to quit being so nice.
Anthony
I mean, his
Bailey.
Mama raised him good.
Anthony and Bailey. It's either the worst or the best decision ever.
Ever, yeah.
to switch multiple
we'll
times.
We'll find out, won't we?
I have that answer for you, if you'd like it.
That was just so classic. I loved everything.
Yeah, it
but
was
they
amusing.
Still caught up. And
they did. They were there
got
with
got to the coffee fields when people were still there.
Yeah, with Sean and Michelle, who were also there. Because he couldn't get down the side of
that
the hill.
That was so funny. It was so funny.
I mean,
he's ready to quit the whole damn game.
Yeah, right. Because he couldn't.
And she's falling off a cliff, holding onto a tree on the side of it, going, "No, come on, you can do it." But,
right.
Yeah, we're very familiar with the whole coffee process.
Right.
And it was funny at first when nobody figured that half of it was going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they weighed it.
Right. They had to grind out and get the shells off of it.
It's like,
that
feels like enough. Nope, that's half.
Vinny. Who was it? Was it Vinny? Vinny, who just He was like, he's picking them off the tree. And everybody's
he
like
did,
wandering
like,
around.
Local
he's like,
kind.
I don't know why anybody's going anywhere else. They're all over the tree. And he
put
nailed
his
that one.
In the middle and just did a both ham thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else was holding their basket and putting one.
Yeah, they ended up, because, so Ricky and Caesar come in first because they were ahead, but Amber and Vinny came in second place because of
him
and the coffee thing. He just blew it away. Like, he did really well with the cooking and then did very well with that. So, yeah, he jumped way ahead. Rod and Leticia dropped back.
He was picking like my Japanese father-in-law.
Yeah. My wife picked coffee when she was a kid. So so they did very well.
So I love it that my gay boys came in first.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I'm rooting for them. They're my
yeah.
wanna win.
Amber
favorites.
And Vinny jumped up to second place.
That's good.
Derek and Shalisa came in third. They're pretty solid. Yeah, Rod and Leticia dropped to fifth this week from first last week. Sunny and Busy are still kind of in the middle, and then you've got your laggers, Kishore, Karishma, Angie, Danny.
They're hanging on by a thread, Karishma.
And Anthony and Bailey.
Oh, they had to go home, but they had fun, and they
this
enjoyed
is pretty
themselves.
Chill. That was their final.
They were
this pretty chill.
Yeah, they were having fun, and they got a free trip to a lot of places that they never would have got a free trip to.
Yeah, right.
So we like that. So
very
let's see where
fun.
They go next and what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so pretty good there. Enjoyable show.
I am watching Traitors, the first season
of
the United States.
Of the U.S. one. The one with Suri.
One with Suri.
Yeah, right.
Which I already know as a spoiler that she wins.
See, that to me would be terrible, knowing that.
Oh, see,
You mentioned to me the other day that you delay watching Survivor and Amazing Race, so it's a little fresher.
Uh-huh.
But that's exactly the reason that I will watch it as quickly as I can because so stuff will come up on my news feed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I knew, I was actually pissed because I didn't watch it. So it's on Wednesday. I didn't watch it on Thursday. And then on Thursday or Friday, I saw a new a thing. I knew Jem had gotten
home. Oh, no.
Home. I'm like, God watch, damn it!
I didn't watch it till yesterday, late afternoon.
Yeah, right.
But I even listen. I will even listen to the
On Fire. Yeah.
On Fire. Uh-huh. And because then I'm ready to see what it is I'm supposed
see
to notice.
See the how of how things,
yes,
how things
it's,
go
it's
down.
Yes, it's like, okay, now I get it.
Right,
look at me.
Yeah.
I'm on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, we're complete polar opposites.
Yeah, right.
Give me all the spoilers.
Yeah. What is it? Oh, so I'm watching... so you're watching the U.S. season one.
I'm kind of blasting through it.
It's sort of like watching the original Survivor. Like, uh-huh. Watching season one of the show because nobody knows what it is.
Exactly.
You know? And,
exactly.
And like, I'm watching the Australia version right now.
See,
I think I told you the UK version, season one, is really good.
Okay.
If you have a chance.
I was going to start watching that, and then I saw the regular one. I went, oh, this was the second season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I switched over really quick before I even started watching the other one.
Who won the second season? Oh, it was...
Don't ask me.
CJ and the two challengers.
Oh, Kate. Not Kate. CJ and... the challenge people.
Yeah, right. The two of them won.
CJ and...
That was a fun season, too.
CJ
I liked that one.
CJ and...
Natalie... She's got one of those, like... I will.
Matt
it's terrible.
Oh,
how
my
quickly
God.
We have so much new information we need to get in our heads that we have to push out all the old information.
I think you need to have be medically checked up. I'm old. I have an excuse.
No, but that was a good... That was great.
So. I'm enjoying this one, too, because Kate... on this
the original,
one.
When Kate was on the original.
I'm just such a fan of hers because she's such a fucking bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And she makes no bones about it. You know, they're being buried alive and she's going, shit.
Yeah.
I would have much rather been laying there getting 45 minutes of sleep than running through these fields.
Right. Yeah. Having seen, I think I mentioned this last week, having seen the UK, the US, and the Australia version now, like Alan Cummings by far, he's the best. He's the best.
Aren't even the host.
Speaking of which, I was going to mention, also, even though, so we had our murder mystery party. It was very, like traitorish kind
it was
of that
very
thing. And I actually thought how that would be an easy thing to kind of market as sort of an improv thing.
I think they do in big cities.
Yeah, they do, but little Kylo Okono wouldn't be as aware of all that, but I could see how that easily could be a fun like murder mystery thing,
right?
Like
a dinner,
play a night traitors thing.
It's like $100 a plate, a dinner, and and here's your character, and
it
would be fun.
That would be pretty
work
wild.
On that. Okay.
All right, that's all we got. We will be back next week with more Amazing Race, more Survivor, and anything else
maybe
we can talk about.
Maybe happily ever after.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Bye.